The 2026 Board Game Hype Test, which trending games are actually worth your table. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Using Puzzlewix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Buy Duin if you want a concise competitive root puzzle that is already available. Try Avalon before paying for deluxe density. Watch Drillers if multi-use card efficiency and solo support sound like the pleasure. Wait for owner evidence on Medico and Horror on the Orient Express. The hotness order moved within the same day, which is exactly why this guide ranks decisions instead of boxes. On August 29, Board Game Geek's Hotness briefly put Duin, Avalon, The Riven Vale, Medico, Drillers, and Horror on the Orient Express at the front of its conversation. Later the same day, Drillers moved, Medico and Horror slipped, and Magical Athlete and Match Ikoro, Life entered the first five. Nothing about the games changed during lunch. Hotness is an attention signal, useful for discovering what people are reading and discussing on that site. It is not a sales chart, quality award, player count census, or fit test for your table. So this is not another tier list pretending a letter grade can replace a host. What does Board Game Geek Hotness actually tell you? It tells you what is receiving attention on Board Game Geek at the moment you look. That can surface a new release, a campaign update, a review wave, or a rules discussion. It does not disclose unit sales, ownership, satisfaction, or fit for your group. Use the list as a research cue. Record the date, verify the product with its publisher, and ask one table decision. This guide's question is not which title sat forth. It is, what should a reader do next? The 30-second buy, try, or wait answer by Duin when your group wants a concise competitive root puzzle and does not mind destinations disappearing. Try Avalon before paying for deluxe density. Watch Drillers if multi-use card efficiency, fuel pressure, and solo support sound like the fun. Wait on Medico and Horror until release and independent owner evidence catch up with the premise. Wait is not a dismissal. It is the correct verdict when a question requires evidence that does not yet exist. Duin, the cleanest current by Duin, gives each turn two basic choices. Take two adjacent terrain cards, or spend terrain cards to place a camp along a legal route. The route cost includes the starting and destination spaces. Only one camp occupies a territory, so a destination can disappear while you plan. That short action menu hides meaningful timing and map pressure. Buy it for a competitive 40-minute route puzzle, not because it happened to sit first on a chart. Puzzlewix Deeper Current Guide covers the first night teach and table footprint. Avalon, try the shifting system before buying Deluxe Avalon. The Riven Vale is a 2-4 player Arthurian area control and exploration game with symmetric and asymmetric factions, hand management, multi-use cards, and push-your-luck combat. Preparation uses three simultaneous selection rounds resolved by initiative. War resolves contested regions, Mist changes the map, and the availability of artifacts and beasts. That layered interaction may be exactly why your group loves it. It may also be too much system for the evening you imagine. Start with the normal length game and a player aid. Retail and deluxe are different products. Never assume campaign photography belongs to the retail box. Avalon factions are not decorative color choices. The knights, fey, and druid materials show distinct identities rather than one faction repeated through a different palette. Before choosing a favorite, learn what the faction asks you to value during preparation, war, and mist. For a first game, avoid teaching every exceptional possibility up front. Explain the shared sequence, let the player aid carry terminology, and resolve one contested region carefully. After play, ask whether predicting rivals and adapting to mist felt exciting or merely exhausting. Drillers. Watch the Efficiency Puzzle and the Scaling Check Games edition lists drillers for 1-4 players, age 12 and older, at roughly 30 minutes per player, with a planned Q3 2026 release. Multi-use cards drive mechs through an abandoned mine, while minerals, fuel, drones, upgrades, milestones, events, and a shop shape the efficiency problem. The design has a clear audience, people who enjoy extracting several jobs from one card and improving an engine under pressure. The unanswered buying questions are how satisfying solo and two-player scaling feel across repeated games, and whether the per-player time remains comfortable for your group. Drillers, inspect the starting deck, events, and shop the official component list, includes a central board, 4 player boards, 4 mech miniatures, 12 drone tokens, 33 mine tiles, 4 milestone tiles, 4 card stands, 110 cards, markers, cubes, rules, scoring pad, and help sheets. That supports the promise of a substantial system without proving balance or replayability. Watch how independent reviewers describe dead time, upgrade cadence, and the relationship between event pressure and planned efficiency. A publisher gallery can show the machine. Repeated play is what reveals whether the machine keeps asking interesting questions. Medico, a promising simultaneous route, still a watch Pegasus, lists Medico for 2 to 4 players, ages 12 and up, 60 to 90 minutes, with an expected October 2026 release. Each round, players secretly and simultaneously choose one of 7 destinations. Waypoints grant secondary actions, the destination grants the main action. The game lasts 8 or 9 rounds, depending on player count. That is enough to explain the decision space and not enough to issue a quality verdict. Watch for whether simultaneous choices create tense reading or repeated collisions, and whether downtime remains low after the reveal. Horror on the Orient Express. The theme is verified, the campaign verdict is not Chaosium, and Asmodee identify product CHA9000 for a planned Q4 2026 release. It is a 1-4 player cooperative game for ages 14 and up, with sessions listed at 90 to 120 minutes. The premise crosses a 1920s train and the Dreamlands, with character development, items, passenger conversations, clues, spells, monsters, cultists, and a vampire. Those are real publisher claims. Campaign structure, repetition, narrative payoff, component usability, and owner satisfaction remain post-release questions. Pre-order for the premise only if you are comfortable buying before those answers exist. Why did the hotness order change within the same day? The first complete August 29 snapshot showed Duin, Avalon, Medico, Drillers, and Horror. Later, Duin and Avalon remained first and second, Drillers moved to third, Magical Athlete and Machikoro. Life entered the first 5, Horror moved to 7th, and Medico moved to 10th. That movement is useful evidence about the list itself. Attention is volatile. It is not evidence that Medico became a worse game before dinner. A durable article should preserve the date and decision, not freeze a momentary ordinal into its title. How should you host the first night? Confirm player count and realistic session length. Learn setup and the end condition. Demonstrate one complete sample turn, then reset. Use the normal scenario before optional complexity. Give every player a reachable, readable area and keep drinks outside the component path. After play, ask one useful question. Was the friction the pleasure? In Avalon, layered prediction may be the game. In Drillers, multi-use efficiency may be the game. The answer tells you more than asking whether everybody agrees with a rank. The source ladder for every future hotness check, use the publisher for identity, contents, player count, and release status. Use the current rulebook for setup, turn structure, end conditions, and exceptions. Use independent reviews for observed trade-offs. Use community discussion to find recurring questions. Use an exact retailer page for edition, seller, and availability. No source does every job. Board Game Geek Hotness is excellent at telling us where to look next. Puzzlewick's responsibility begins after the click. Final verdict. Robert's verdict. Duin is the cleanest current purchase because its identity, rules, and exact listing can be inspected now. Avalon and Drillers deserve a try or watch lane based on density and release state. Medico and Horror on the Orient Express remain watchlist products until release and independent owner evidence catch up with their excellent premises. Frequently asked questions. What does Board Game Geek Hotness measure? It is a current attention ranking on Board Game Geek. It is useful for discovering active conversations, but it is not a sales chart, quality award, ownership count, or guarantee of fit. Which trending board game is safest to buy now? Among the five examined here, Duan has the cleanest current purchase case because its official identity, rules, table fit, and exact English Amazon product can be checked now. Is Avalon, the Riven Vale good for beginners? Its 2-to-4-player structure has a learnable sequence, but faction asymmetry, multi-use cards, initiative, war, and a shifting mist map create meaningful density. Try the normal length game with a player aid before paying for deluxe extras. Does Drillers support solo play? Yes. Check Games Edition lists 1-to-4 players. The important watch question is how satisfying solo and two-player scaling feel across repeated play. Is Medico released? Pegasus lists an expected October 2026 release. This guide explains the published mechanism and keeps the quality verdict open. Is Horror on the Orient Express a campaign game? The publisher describes cooperative investigation, character development, and a substantial narrative premise. Final campaign structure and owner experience remain post-release questions.